back at my house. It's Rosie on the House with Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, Assistant Professor of History. We're talking about Independence Day celebrations in particular. We were talking about powwows and rodeos.
Powwows and rodeos. And, you know, it's interesting. Powwows are these great gatherings where Native peoples of different backgrounds will come together showcasing their artistic talents, showcasing their religious faith and a variety of different kind of things as a way of celebrating their culture. And they invite the general public to come and experience those with them. And the kind of as an obtuse point, if you think about the Olympics are showcasing simply the best of the best athletes. It dates back to Greece and their symposia where communities would come together and showcase their best poet and their best artisans and their best athletes and things. And so people do this. This is part of human history. And so the powwow was a great tradition in that. And Flagstaff hosted one of the most prominent powwows in America for 50 years. 100,000 visitors each year.
Wow.
At a Tay Day.
I'm looking at the 1960 program.
Right.
For the powwow. There's terms in here that would be considered inappropriate to use today.
Yeah, of course, some of the things as a historian, we go into the record, we see these documents like these programs and whatnot, and they might have words or terms that would be offenses to us today, but we can't sanitize those. We can't take them away. We just have to put them into context as historians and continue to the meaning or the underlying kind of value that we want to come out of learning about these cultures and these pasts.
You know, you mentioned an obtuse point, and you've got me on a mental bunny trail here. Romy, speaking of Olympics, you want to tell me who decided we had to recognize the first, second, and third place synchronized swimming teams?
Well, talk about a bunny trail.
Yeah, but,
he won't let us do that to him.
But, most of the bunnies are confused too right now. There's two of them outside the window going, what is he
what trail are we on? No, recognizing the best of the best and the powwows and the rodeos. You know, the rodeos were originated by just cowboys getting together and putting a couple of dollars on the fence post and saying, I bet I can ride this horse out, and you can't. And, you know, you were actually tested against skills that accomplished something. My question stands. You're all stumped by it.
Well,
so
just,
we'll come back.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, should be a prize for people who can hold their breath underwater.
Upside down.
For extended periods of time, you know, and do that without falling into the eight other people around them,
yeah.
You know. So I guess there's a prize for that.
Okay,
let's circle them up. Let's go back.
But interesting, you mentioned in the rodeo, it has, you know, such as both an American cowboy and a Spanish cowboy. Because some of those early competitions in Texas and here in Arizona were against each other, roping and that kind of stuff. And so much so that the Wild Bill Hickok put it in his Buffalo Bill Cody put it in his Wild West show, the rodeo kind of thing. And again, it just helps showcase those skills of these professionals in an era of cattle ranching and that kind of stuff. And so just a great way to celebrate the West and something that you wouldn't get anywhere in Boston or in Atlanta or somewhere back east.
A lot of times it was just the two ranch bosses challenging ranch to ranch. I'll bring my best ropers, you bring your best riders, and let's see which ranch has the best cowboys.
And that's where the kind of the oldest rodeo, continuous rodeo in Prescott kind of gets its starts in 1888, where this professional kind of cowboy tournament kind of goes from ranch to ranch to, hey, I don't want to be just best between us two ranches. I want to be the best amongst all the ranches. And so let's put a broader invite out.
And Romy, do you have it straight in your head? I don't. Both Prescott and Payson, one claims to be the oldest rodeo in the world and one claims to be the oldest continuous rodeo.
One of them had, I think it's Prescott, had one or two years in the 40s that there was no rodeo. So technically it's older, but then Payson is the longest continuous.
Got it.
Because it never had a break from year to year.
All right. I always get confused which is which.
But they're both in the 1800s. 1880s. 88 is what you said for Prescott. So
for Prescott, yeah.
Payson was like 89 or 90. I mean, it was just a year or two
later. All right. Very good. Well, they're both great events to attend for sure, and they do tend to fall right at the July 4th. How about some other significant things that happened in July in the history of Arizona?
Well, July 7th, Arizona history, you know, it's this day in history kind of thing. We can talk a little bit about Warren Earp was shot in Wilcox, Arizona. The youngest brother of Virgil Morgan and Wyatt Earp of the OK Corral fame.
There were like six brothers in that family, weren't there?
Yeah, and they were all over the place and not all of them in Tombstone at the same time.
And speaking of ranches, I think he was actually shot by the boss of the Sierra Bonita Ranch, Harry Hooker's foreman.
Yes.
Was the guy that shot Warren Earp, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess they were fighting over a prostitute that they were both in love with. Is that right?
A girl.
Okay. All right. There you go. You're only going to get this information at Rosie on Mass. Back with Dr. David Dean right after this.